Kat, congratulations on making the semis. And Mavs, a team you know far too well.
Indeed, yeah. Really pleased to get the semi and obviously the home win. Always nice to get a win against Mavs as well. Obviously, I've worked with them previously, and it's a kind of a London derby between us and them. So yes, it was a very nice way to end the rounds, and fantastic news, obviously, hearing that Manchester Thunder have beaten Mavericks, giving us the second place. So really, really pleased to get that home draw for the semi-final.
What did you take from that win away on Saturday and obviously the result of the Copper Box?
There isn't a lot in it between us. I mean, we think about the Copper Box game, there was 5 goals in that. We beat them by 4 goals when we went away to Mavs last weekend. So there isn't a lot in it. It was a very, very physical game. We knew, you know, we weren't surprised by some of the things that they were doing against us tactically. And obviously they've got some very key players, strong key players in that squad that we need to come up against and actually to work harder against. So there was no real surprises there. There were some disappointments from our behalf of sticking to plan, of actually some basic errors that crept in, which sometimes does creep in with younger players and with less experienced players. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure at stake. So, yeah, so disappointed in some respects, but lots of positives that we can take forward. And to really grind out that win against Mavericks at the weekend was fantastic.
Did everybody get through the game all right? No injuries or anything?
No, I mean, there's a few niggles and there's a few tired bodies after the game, especially with the, as I say, the physicalities of the game. But no, everyone's good. Everyone's ready to go. We're looking forward to finishing off training this week and then having the home semi-final on Saturday.
I mean, you look at the stats of the game. People like Sammy Wallace was shooting at 97%, Georgie Fisher at 100%. I've spoken to players this season. It's like, it's not about the team we're facing. It's about us.
Yeah.
How important is that for you as well?
It's really important. You're coming up against some real tough opposition, and you know some of the imports that have come over, and some of the English players that are performing in this league this season. This is the best it's been, and it's a really exciting place to be. It's really exciting, you know, being and coaching in the environment and being in amongst it all. So yeah, it's really important that we look to our own strengths and really pull on what we can do better, and also just building continually to build through each game to make sure that we can do what we can do best. And really find our game against this, you know, the top oppositions, because it's really important that you do focus on yourself and your squad before you even start looking at the opposition.
Earlier results this season, I mean, we saw things like Bath, Lightning and Mavs. The loss was less than 5. Now, to me, that's probably nothing more than a goal here or there or a turnover, so it didn't really seem as a loss.
Yeah, no, definitely. And you know, at this level, that's all it can be. A drop ball or a missed shot or a non-rebound. The finite things make such a huge difference at this level. Not boxing out for a rebound, for example, or not coming over for a centre pass. It's those finite things that really make a difference at this level. So there isn't a huge amount of difference. And I would say, actually, between the top 5, because Loughborough, as you mentioned, that they were missed out on the top 4 spots. But they were also up there, and we've won and lost against all of the top 4,
yeah.
5 teams, if you like. So, you know, there isn't a lot between us. So it makes it really exciting final for anyone that is in between and you know, they're not supporting anyone, and they just want to enjoy the netball. It's really great for them, but we're hoping our Surrey Storm fans will bring a loud voice at this weekend.
Are we okay to have a quick word about a few of the players?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
How have you seen the likes of Amy, Georgia and Sophia step up?
Fantastic. We're really, really proud with what they've done this season. I think there's a lot resting on them, and obviously the big hole that Tamsin, when she announced her retirement and stepped away from the court last year, you know, she's got big shoes to fill in that ring attack role and in that attacking end. You know, Rachel and Pam are obviously solid players and they're very experienced players, but actually Tamsin did lead a lot of that attacking movement and attacking play. So for Georgie and Sophia especially, in that wing attack position, they've taken on a lot, and they've just worked so hard to really push themselves on and just to get stuck in. We actually couldn't ask any more of how they've handled the situation, of how they've handled the pressure. It really shows the resilience and the mental strength to just get on with the job in hand. Amy, another really exciting player, and you know, all three of them are so exciting, such young, talented athletes coming through. And Amy transitioning last year, you know, getting a feel of Super League, but now having a real key role at that wing defence and centre position as well. So all three of them have made a fantastic jump this year and really taken, you know, the ball by the horns to really roll with it, and really excited for their future within netball.
Rachel, at times this season, has worried me because of the amount of passion she puts into getting every single pass. What's that been like on the actual bench itself?
I think for everybody, it's not just Rachel, for all of the players. You know, we go through every single pass that they make, every single missed shot or shot or rebound, anything that they do, we're feeling everything and we're going through all of those motions at the bench. So yeah, I mean, Rachel's a very passionate player. A lot of the players are. They put in so much time and energy, you know, not just turning up to training, but all of their weights and their mental strength and their shooting programs. They give up a lot of time, and you know, they are working as well as full-time athletes. So it is difficult, and I think that passionate side, I think it has to come out. And you know, she does wear a heart on her sleeve. It means so much to her, as it does all of the players. And yeah, there's going to be, it's a bit like a roller coaster ride for all of us with emotions. But that's the way that professional sport or top level sport is, unfortunately or fortunately. It's great to be on that ride, and then the lows, you know, it does feel really low. But you know, we're on a good streak at the moment, so I'm hoping that we'll continue the roller coaster ride forward.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed the fact as well that you haven't had to rely on imports as well. Great for the future England setup, isn't it?
Definitely. You know, we believe in our players, and we believe in the strength that we've got coming through. And I think it you know, to bring an import in to replace the likes of Tamsin, for example, wouldn't give the girls justice. And you know, it just shows that the fact that Georgia and Sophia and Amy have come through just shows that they have trust, and we have trust in them, and actually they can do a good job. So definitely, you know, it's we want to be working with the local talent, and we want to be improving England netball and giving England netball the players that they deserve. As I say, the league's been the toughest that I've ever known it. So it's fantastic that these players are getting exposed and feeling this kind of pressure and the game at this level at such a young age.
I've admired the fact that you've started strong and then left it till half time before you made any changes. Is that something you'd agree with? Is that part of the plan, I suppose?
Yeah, I mean, we have got combinations that are obviously working, and you know, that's all tested out in training. I think the really good thing for us at the moment, and as a coaching panel, so myself and Tamsin and Tom, is we've actually got some really good contests going on for starting seven at the moment, where literally, you know, it's a really tough decision, and that's the hard bit being about a coach, but also that's the exciting part, to actually say there's very little between some of these players at the moment, and who is going to get that starting seven place. So yes, whilst we have been consistent, you know, who's to say that we won't be making changes kind of comes the latter stage. I think you know, everybody puts in 110% in training, and you can see that coming out, that they're either making an impact if they're not in starting seven, or that they're doing their job in that position to allow them to remain on court for another quarter. So yeah, it's not to say that we can't leave them on for a whole game. It's just that we're in a luxury to have the luxury to put them on and have that real impact into the game.
I mean, Josie being an example for one of many people that could do that.
Oh, definitely. And Josie and I go back a few years with Mavericks, and obviously moving across the Storm as well. And she's come on so much this season. I'm really pleased and proud with some of the stuff that she's been doing. All of the defensive end, or all of the players really, have been like sponges. They really trust in our game plan and what we're doing. So, yeah, it's a really exciting place to be for some of the defensive players, and for someone like Josie that maybe hasn't been given as many opportunities, to get the opportunity to come on and make the impact that she's had this season is just fantastic. It gives us another dimension in that defensive end.
How much are you enjoying the games at Surrey Swarts Park?
Oh, love it. Yeah, really love it. The crowd, literally, they give us such a lift. It's fantastic playing there, and I think the fact that, you know, it is an enclosed environment, they are directly behind us, you know, they get involved with the game, they're there, and they just bring so much passion and so much energy to our players. We talk a lot about them being our eighth player, but they really are. They bring so much energy and passion. I think the girls strive off that, and we all strive off that as well. So, yeah, it's fantastic, and can't wait to play in front of them for one last time this weekend.
Are you getting asked for your autograph a lot more these days?
I don't know about that, no. You know, I'm not the famous one, and I'm not the one really doing the hard work. The girls on court are doing the hard work, and, you know, they deserve all the praise that they can get. They really have been putting the hours in and doing all the hard work. They really have, and, you know, if we can guide them in the right direction, then that's our job done.
I think the complement between you and Tamsin is working really well. I mean, at halftime, watching the games, she'll be the one that's stood up and waving a finger, and you're just sat on the bench taking things nice and calm and head in book.
Yeah, I'm trying to be the calm one. You know, we do need to compliment each other, and I think it's been really exciting working with Tamsin this season. She's got a lot of history, obviously, with Surrey Storm and with the girls, being a player and as a coach this season. So, you know, she has a lot of history, and she knows how all of the girls really tick. So for me coming in, it's making sure that, you know, I'm not stepping on anyone's toes, but also I'm making my voice heard at the same time, and I'm having input as and where is needed. But it is, you know, it is about being calm. It's about not letting emotions take over you, but actually staying in control of yourself so you can make informed decisions at the time. So, yeah, I think it's working really well at the moment. And, yeah, we're enjoying it.
Last couple of games have been really nervous to watch on Twitter. What's it been like there in person?
Pretty much as nerve-wracking, especially the last game. We haven't had a neck-for-neck game where it's literally going goal for goal all season. So when the pressure has gone to us and when, you know, teams are pushing back, etc., it hasn't gone our way, and teams that we've allowed teams to run away with the scoreline. So for us to be able to put that performance against Mavs was fantastic, and that's a real positive that we can take forward going into the final stages of this competition. But yeah, I mean, it is a roller coaster, as I said before. It's a difficult one to really manage, but it's making sure that we're staying in control and, you know, taking in the information that we need to from the court and giving the players the information that they need when they're coming off to make sure that we can put right the things that are going slightly wrong.
After that Thunder game the other week, did you secretly think to yourself, yeah, this is us three, them in the final, this?
We still would like it to be. You know, looking at the teams and looking at the stats, as you said before, with regard to the stats, you look at the error rates and the shooting percentages and shooting opportunities, and actually Thunder and us, we're up there. Rachel with obviously the highest shooting percentages and stats, and our conversion rates from turnover to goal and centre pass to goal, we are up there with Thunder. So it would be nice, and we'd like to play them in the finals, but I'm not thinking about that yet. We need to get through this weekend first against Mavericks, and, you know, it's not going to be easy, but we're ready to give them a good game.
It's been a really good league this season. Is there anybody elsewhere in the other teams that have caught your eye? Somebody that you've thought, they'd be great for us and look great in duck egg?
From a player perspective?
Yeah.
I think at the moment, we're very happy with who we've got at the moment. If players decide that they want to step down or anything else from next season, then we may need to start looking. But, you know, we've got some great talent coming through. We've got the youth coming through as well, so the MPFL and MPL leagues coming through. So we've got some really talented youngsters that, if they stay locally to university or potentially they've got another year, then we'd look to bring them up. So we have got the strength and depth in our youth, so we're hoping that we won't have to go elsewhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not saying that there won't be some other players that potentially will come over across to us.
It's always nice from your point knowing that you've got that there if you need it, and the talent's there locally as well, isn't it?
Definitely. The local talent is something that we've looked to plug into a lot, and we work with a local. We've set up a lot of local camps to ensure that we're still working with the local kids to bring them up to scratch as well. So, yeah, whilst we'd like to work with our local kids, if there isn't at that particular time in the position required, then obviously we'd look to go elsewhere. But no eyes out for anyone at the moment.
Saturday then, bit of a big match to say the least. How important are these fans going to be?
Oh, hugely important. They bring so much energy, and that's the biggest thing. That so much passion, so much energy. When the crowd goes quiet, that's when you start to worry. So we need big voices, loud voices, and we really need to get them behind us, and we know that they do.
The Copper Box, what's that going to be like? Walking out with everybody, the noise, the glare of the lights.
I'm getting goosebumps already.
There's nothing like it, is there?
No, nothing like it at all. You know, the Copper Box has been a fantastic environment for us, and it's been a fantastic home environment for London Live. Not so much this year, but it was still a great environment to be in and to be involved in. So, yeah, we'd love to get to Copper Box again. It's a fantastic venue, and there's so many fans that come along. And as I say, whether they are cheering for us or for the opposition, or they're just there to enjoy the game of netball, that's what it's all about. We are role models for netball, not just the local area, but further away as well. So, you know, we are looking to get as much support as possible for netball. It's a fantastic game, and it gives girls and women fantastic role models to look up to and aspire to. So, it's a fantastic venue. Fingers crossed we can get there.
And after the weekend's results, how much of this pressure are you leaving to the head of netball?
All of it. No. we are a team.
For that.
We are a team, and I mean, the players have got a massive responsibility. We can only do so much, and you know, once Thursday's training is out the way, then it's down to the girls on the court, and it's really up to them to take the game to Mavericks and then hopefully to the finals as well. So yeah, we can only do so much when it comes up to training, and then it's over to the players. So fingers crossed they're in good form, and we've led them as much as we can to victory.